Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds are blowing again in Southern California, where crews continue to fight the devastating wildfires that have killed at least 16 people. ABC's Matt Rivers has the latest on the conditions.
While things are relatively calm for the moment, we know that that might not last. These red flag warnings in place until at least Wednesday of this week. The winds expected to pick back up, and when that happens, the threat of fire, of course, also rises.
Over 12,000 buildings have been damaged or destroyed. Some cultural sites could be under threat, including the Getty Museum and UCLA. Israeli sources, for the first time in months, are expressing optimism that a Gaza ceasefire may be within reach. President-elect Trump's incoming Middle East advisor, along with President Biden's advisor, are taking part in talks in Doha. And as expected, special counsel Jack Smith has resigned his position before President-elect Trump took office. This is ABC News. The winter storm that swept across the southern U.S. caused the cancellation of events around the inauguration of North Carolina's new governor, but Josh Stein, in his speech Saturday, said he'd work with the Republican-controlled General Assembly. He also promised to help cut through red tape to help people rebuild quicker after Hurricane Helene. A former LSU football player expected to be a first-round selection in the NFL draft is now the subject of an arrest warrant. Authorities say Kyron Lacy caused a crash last month that killed a 78-year-old man and then left the scene. Digger Halls represents the victim's family. He says they'll seek justice in a civil suit, reflecting on the man killed, Herman Hall.
He was a great man with a loving family. He leaves behind a wife who unfortunately has debilitating injuries from this accident as well. She was in the car with him. He leaves behind children and grandchildren.
Louisiana state troopers say they are in contact with Lacy and his attorneys. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You can do it all by yourself. Whoa, baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a drink.
Whoa. Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night.
Buy your drink.
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Hello, this is Marty Richards. On behalf of the Willow Valley United Methodist Church, I invite you to connect with our community and congregation for worship and connectivity. We are a welcoming church that enjoys visitors and guests. If you are searching for a place to belong, come just as you are. Every Sunday, 10:30 a.m. in downtown Ithaca at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church.
The Richland Family Thrift Shop is open Wednesday through Friday from 9 until 5, Saturdays from 10 until 4. Please come and shop for treasures, where the profits of your purchases stay in our community. Please follow them on Facebook and WRCO for updates. Thank you for your understanding and for your support. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center has been a Gale dealer for as long as most can remember, including the day when the first Gale skid loader arrived on the lot. Today, the next revolution of versatile Gale skid loaders is designed to meet the demanding needs of contractors, municipalities, landscapers, dairies, and agricultural operations. Get the full story on a work-saving, productivity-improving, dependable Gale skid loader at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Be sure to ask about special incentives available to help put a Gale skid loader or mini backhoe to work for you today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've got a low pressure system spinning across western Wisconsin this morning. Most of the steady snow has stayed north of us as expected, with a couple inches being noted from central Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin so far. Southward, it's been warm enough. We've had some patchy freezing drizzle in parts of southwest Wisconsin, along with a few flurries. The scattered light mixed precipitation may continue this morning, so please travel carefully. Otherwise, we can expect some gusty winds to move in later today on the backside of this low pressure area, and that's going to drive in much colder weather tonight into tomorrow, definitely getting down into the deep freeze with wind chill factors at least 10 or 15 below zero. It'll stay cold all the way through Tuesday night, but then a quick warm-up in sight for the second half of the week as mild Pacific air floods across the country. There'll be a couple of weak weather systems sliding through late this week for some small precipitation chances, but overall it is looking pretty dry. So today, cloudy skies, some patchy freezing drizzle and light snow showers this morning, high near 33, south wind around 10 becoming west 12 to 22 miles an hour late today. Tonight, breezy and much colder with partial clearing later. Low temperature 3. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and quite cool. High of 13. West wind between 8 and 18. Monday night, mostly clear and bitter cold. Low temperature near 1 below 0. Northwest wind around 10. Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, but still cold. High of 14 degrees. Wednesday, sun gives way to more clouds in the afternoon and not quite as cold. Low 1 below 0, high of 24. Thursday, some clouds and turning much warmer. Low 17 with a high of 38. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light rain and snow showers, low at 23 with a high of 40. Saturday, partly sunny, breezy, and much colder, high temperature 22. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's a cloudy 27 degrees, and that is up from a morning low of 25. Yesterday, we had a high of 29 and a dusting of snow. Record high for this day, set back all the way in 1871 at 55, while a record low of 25 below was set back in 1912. Last year on this day, our high was 31, while our low was 25. Sunset today will be at 4:48, sunrise tomorrow at 7:32. No precipitation here yet, but the barometer is on the rise. It's at 29.57. Northeast winds are at 4. Again, it's 27 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Hendricks. Unfortunately, garage door repair scams are common and can leave homeowners to be taken advantage of. The Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker has numerous reports of emergency garage door repair companies who take advantage of homeowners needing repair services. Unscrupulous emergency garage door companies. These companies target homeowners by advertising their emergency repair services, then inflating the amount of work needed or the parts needed for repair. Consumers don't expect to be overcharged for unnecessary parts. They often take advantage of urgent situations and prey on the homeowner's lack of knowledge of garage door parts and service costs. These companies can appear at the top of internet searches when homeowners search for emergency garage door repair. The Better Business Bureau provides warning signs and tips to help consumers avoid falling victim to garage door repair scams. Warning signs of garage door repair scams include the business name. Garage door scammers often use multiple names that are generic and unclear and not listed as a legally registered business with the state. There is no physical address. Scammers may only provide a phone number or an email address and avoid giving you a verbal or verifiable location. A lack of identification. Legitimate repair professionals typically wear uniforms, have identification, and drive company-branded vehicles. Be skeptical if the individual does not have a proper identification or a marked vehicle. Prices are unrealistically low. Many scams advertise a low fee for the service call, only to demand more money for additional repairs. Scammers may use high-pressure tactics to convince you that your garage door requires immediate and costly repairs. They may insist that you should not wait, and they may demand payment up front. Be cautious of any repair service that demands payment in full before any work is completed. Reputable companies will provide a detailed estimate and allow you to pay after the work is finished. To avoid garage door repair scams, research the company. Get multiple estimates. Ask for credentials. Get everything in writing. Take your time and trust your instincts. Remember that due diligence is key when hiring any service provider. Researching and choosing a reputable garage door repair company can save you money and frustration in the long run. A reputable garage door repair company will prioritize your safety and provide transparent and fair pricing. Stay vigilant and informed to avoid falling victim to these scams. If you encounter a garage door repair scam or suspect fraudulent activity, report it to your local authorities and the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. For more information, contact the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau at bbb.org/Wisconsin or call 1-800-273-1002. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a permit for the incidental taking of rare snails, which may result from the American Transmission Company Y-40 and Y-161 cross-arm replacement project in Crawford County. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. ATC's proposed project is required to resolve and reduce vulnerabilities of aging and damaged crossarms in three structures. These structures are on steep hillsides, underlined primarily by sandy oil over sandstone, and the right-of-way is dominated by native prairie vegetation adjacent to mesic forest. Portions of the native vegetation are these spans are a result of native seeding undertaking by ATC following previous maintenance efforts along the line. ATC will use a bucket truck to access the 14 structure locations, and grading is needed to drive down the right-of-way. The presence of the state-threatened cherrystone drop and wing snaggletooth is confirmed in the vicinity of the project site. DNR staff determined that the project proposed may result in the incidental taking of some snails. The DNR concludes that the proposed project is not likely to appreciably reduce the likelihood of the survival or recovery of the species within the state. The whole plant animal community of which they are part of, or the habitat that is critical to their existence. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effect of the threatened species will be incorporated into the proposed incidental take permit. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cherry stone drop and wing snaggletooth are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to the cherry stone drop and wing snaggletooth by January 26th to Stacy Rowe, DNR conservation biologist. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month focuses on safe winter driving. While you may look forward to the beauty and adventure of a new season, winter weather can also create treacherous road conditions. Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan said it's always best to stay off the roads in slippery conditions. If you must drive, be sure to avoid distractions, allow additional time to get your destination, and give fellow motorists and snowplows extra space. It is best to stay off the roads during severe winter weather to eliminate the risk of a crash and keep the roads clear for first responders and snowplow drivers. If you must head out, always prepare yourself and your vehicle for winter driving. State law requires drivers to travel at speeds that are reasonable and prudent for current conditions. Speed limits are set for when roads are clear and dry, so it may be too dangerous to drive at the posted speed limit in slippery conditions. Many winter crashes and slide-offs are caused by drivers going too fast in hazardous conditions. Snowplow drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of road across Wisconsin. So, it's important for everyone to give them the space they need to get the job done. When approaching a snowplow that's clearing ice or snow, or laying salt or sand, state law requires drivers stay at least 200 feet back on a highway with a speed limit more than 35 miles per hour, or 75 feet back on a road with a slower speed limit. Road conditions ahead of a plow are likely worse, so drivers should use extra caution if passing a snowplow. Plow drivers have limited visibility, and the vehicles often create a cloud of snow that can obscure visibility for all. The State Patrol recommends these winter driving tips: clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. Snow and ice sliding off your roof or blowing off your hood can be dangerous. If you're driving while it's snowing, you're required to turn your headlights on. This general rule is if you have your windshield wipers on, your headlights should be on too. Avoid braking or steering. Don't be overconfident with four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive. Remember that bridge decks and overpasses freeze up first. Avoid using cruise control in winter conditions. Buckle up and put your phone down when driving. Every trip, every time. Have a fully charged phone and an emergency kit in your vehicle. If you get stranded or slide off the road, stay buckled up in your vehicle and call for help. Getting out of the vehicle is very dangerous, especially in winter weather. Before you head out, check for road conditions. 511 Wisconsin is a free resource that provides live updates on traffic and road conditions. Winter road condition categories were recently updated to better reflect current conditions on roads across the state. The categories are now normal, partially covered, completely covered, travel not advised, and no report. Download the 511 Wisconsin app, visit 511wi.gov, or call 511 to monitor conditions. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede.
Bear Creek Valley in Richland County, Wisconsin. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to genealogy trails from what would be the town of Forest, the eastern part of the town of Buena Vista includes Bear Creek Valley, which is one of the finest sections of country to be found in all of the state of Wisconsin. From the point where Bear Creek enters the town to its place of exit into the Wisconsin River, it includes a distance of about 6 miles. The average width of the valley is about 1 mile. In the early history of the town, wheat and other cereals were grown in great abundance. But for a number of years, this valley has now been devoted extensively for grazing and dairying cattle. There are two cheese factories in this valley within the limits of the town of Buena Vista, which was, for it would be, extensive business. L.G. Thomas is the pioneer in that cheese-making business in all of the state of Wisconsin. He began in 1865 and for many years did an extensive business in the area. In 1867, George Carswell and his brother John H. and Nathaniel began the manufacture of cheese using that year's milk from what would be about 100 cows. They ran a private dairy until 1873. The present factory was erected in 1882. This is one of the most complete factories to be found in all of the state. The size of the building is 24 by 45 feet. When it's full capacity of cheese, it can do 1,500 pounds per day. It is furnished with all the modern improvements, and its facilities are for rapid and excellent work. During the year of 1883, this factory manufactured into cheese from milk of about 400 cows. The Easton Cheese Factory was erected in 1871 by H. L. Eaton. During the first year, this factory used about 200 cows' milk. The establishment now has a capacity of manufacturing up to 700 pounds per day. An unlimited amount of cold spring water runs through the factory, from which a spring just a few rods away. During the winter of 1849, the town of Buena Vista was organized by an act of the legislature, and on the first Tuesday in April of 1849, the electors of the town met at the house of I. H. Wallace in what was then Richland City, and organized by choosing J. W. Coffinberry, moderator, and C. W. Morris, clerk. The polls were open, and 20 votes were cast. Those returns were taken to Mineral Point, Iowa County, for survey. Listen next week to the history of Richland County. A Sextonville High School graduate serves on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Sunday, January 12th. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. The celebration of life will be Saturday, January 18th, from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. For John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville. Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73, of Spring Green.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Now is the time to help our feathered friends outside this winter. We carry all types of bird seeds from 1 pound, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, up to 50 pounds. Plus we have suet cakes and many styles of bird feeders. So stop in at Richland Center and Muscadet to see these and many other great products we offer. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Want to send out some birthday wishes on this Sunday, January 12th, by starting off with the Richland Center Lions. They'd like to wish Huntley Rongholt, Wally Kramer, and Jude Elliott a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today to John Sylvester, Bobby Ann Goplin, Marin Lee Slapek, Alice Wilkinson, and Kyle Hemmersbach. Also, happy birthday wishes today will be going out to Wally Kramer. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday today to Ellie Beans Durst. Happy 18th birthday, beautiful lady, from Lori and the guys. Happy 18th birthday today to Wes Nelson from Grandma Diane and Grandpa David. Happy birthday to Wesley Nelson from Mom, Alana, and Spencer. Happy birthday once more to Wesley Nelson from the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday today to Wally Kramer from Park Street Christian Church. Happy birthday to Ellie Durst from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also, happy birthday to Wesley Nelson, wishing you a happy 18th. So proud of the young man that you are. Love, Mom, Alana, Spencer, and Elise. Happy birthday and anniversary to all of you celebrating today. From all of us at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com. Auctions end daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. In high school boys basketball on Saturday, it was Darlington defeating Delavan Darien by a score of 76-61. It was also Mount Horeb over Reedsburg 73-51. The Philadelphia Eagles are 4.5-point favorites to beat the Packers in today's NFL wildcard playoff game. Both teams are expected to have their starting quarterbacks available. Both Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love participated in team practices on Thursday. Hurts has been out since suffering a concussion on December 22nd, the game against the Washington Commanders. Love hurt his elbow in the last game against the Bears, but was able to make all the throws in Packers practice on Thursday. Kickoff for today's game is set for 3:30. You'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRCO FM 100.9 with a pregame time starting at 1 o'clock. Lamar Jackson threw for 2 touchdowns in a flawless first half. Derrick Henry scored twice while leading Baltimore's devastating running game, and the Ravens beat the Steelers 28-14 to advance to the second round of the AFC playoffs. The Ravens move on to face either Buffalo or Houston after jumping out to a 21 2-0 halftime lead and holding on against the AFC North rivals. Baltimore had a 19-2 advantage in first downs in the first half when the Ravens produced touchdown drives of 95, 85, and 90 yards. Henry ran for 186 yards, and Baltimore outrushed the Steelers 299-29. It was the most yards rushing allowed by Pittsburgh in a playoff game. It was Eric Murray returning one of Justin Herbert's career-high 4 interceptions for a touchdown. C.J. Stroud threw for a touchdown pass on the Houston Texans, rallied past the L.A. Chargers 32-12 in a wild-card playoff game. It was the second straight year Stroud and the Texans won the first round after they beat Cleveland last season. Herbert threw for just 3 interceptions in the regular season and had never thrown more than 2 in a game before facing a Texans secondary led by AP All-Pro cornerback Derek Stingley, who grabbed 2 on Saturday. Everything seemed pretty normal for the LA Rams during practice at their temporary home on a beautiful afternoon in Phoenix. The music was blaring Saturday, coaches shouting, footballs flying, and even some palm trees swaying for background to give it a Southern California vibe as they prepare for Monday's NFL playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings at a practice facility of their division rival Arizona Cardinals. They made their way to the desert Friday night, escaping from days of devastating wildfires in the LA area. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Sing a new song.
whose name is love, whoever lives and pleads for me. My name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that while in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart.
to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. Savior friend, and I know that he is with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him.
Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Santa Ana winds have returned to Southern California, adding a new level of worry to residents and firefighters battling the devastating wildfires. They're blamed for at least 16 deaths across the region, including many in Altadena. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
The number of deaths.